Playwright Tony Kushner has written what he calls a challenge and a complaint to God. He was asked to write this AIDS prayer by James Morton, dean of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, an Episcopal church in New York City. Kushner won a Pulitzer Prize for his play, Angels in America, which is about being gay in America in the mid-80s during the AIDS epidemic. Angels ends its Broadway run this Sunday. We asked Tony Kushner to read us part of his AIDS prayer.
God, a cure would be nice. Rid those infected by this insatiable, unappeasable murderer of its lethal presence. Reconstitute the shattered. Restore to health all those whose bodies, beleaguered, have betrayed them, whose defenses have permitted entrance to illnesses formerly at home only in cattle, in swine, and in birds. Return to the cattle, the swine, and the birds, the intestinal parasite, the invader of lungs, the eye blinder, the brain devourer, the detacher of retinas. Rid even the cattle and the birds of these terrors. Heal the whole world. Now, 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 now. Grant us an end that is not fatal. Protect the injection drug user, the baby with AIDS, the sex worker, the woman whose lover was infected, the gay man whose lover was infected. Protect the infected lover. Protect the casual contact, the one-night stand, the pickup, the put-down. Protect the fools who don't protect themselves, who don't protect others. You protect them. The misguided, too, and the misinformed, the ambivalent about living. Show them life, not death. The kid who thinks that immortality is part of the numinous glory of sex, who didn't believe this once, discovering sex. Everyone did. Protect this kid. Let this kid learn otherwise and live past the learning. Protect all kids. Make them wiser, but until wise, make them immortal. Enlighten the unenlightened, the Pope, the cardinals, archbishops, and priests, even John O'Connor. Teach him how Christ's kindness worked. Remind him he's forgotten. Make them all remember. Replace the ice water in their veins with the blood of Christ. Let it pound in their temples. The insurance executive as well as the priest, the congressional representative, the justice and the judge, the pharmaceutical profiteer, the doctor, the cop, the anchorwoman and the televangelist. Make their heads throb with memory. Make them see with new eyes Christ's wounds as KS lesions, Christ's thin body AIDS thin, his shrunken chest pneumonia deflated, his broken limbs, his pierced hands, stigmata of this unholy plague. Let the spilled blood which angels gathered, Christ's blood, be understood. It is shared and infected blood.
Why do you think the dean of the cathedral asked you, a Jew who sounds like he's not all that sure he believes in God, to write a prayer?
Well, I told him that I was an agnostic, and I'm definitely an agnostic Jew, and it felt very strange to be standing in the pulpit of this immense cathedral preaching to the goyim. But I felt... He had seen Angels in America. He loved it. He thought that the spirituality in the play spoke to him. And it's a very ambiguous, ambivalent spirituality. But he felt that it was there in the play, and I agree with him. I mean, I think that there is part of me and part of a lot of people today. I think people are questing for God or for some sort of spiritual... direction, some sort of spiritual awakening, something that will help to explain the staggering degree of loss we've encountered, and some sense of grandeur and size that goes beyond the quotidian and the material and the selfish. And I think people are looking for something more than that. I think that regardless of what Newt Gingrich is telling us, we're not all selfish. We're not all isolated and lonely and alone. We believe in collectives. We believe in families. We believe in connections between people. And when one starts to investigate such things, I think one winds up thinking about the divine. So I think that he saw those strains in the play and decided that I would be an interesting person to ask.
So, Tony, what's the actual time of the last Broadway performance of Angels?
It's going to be on Sunday, Oh, God, I don't... 1 o'clock, I think, is when it starts. It's totally sold out. It'll close at 4:30 on Sunday.
Are you sad about it closing?
Oh, I'm very sad. I really am very sad. I'm really dreading it. And then I fly off to Tokyo the next day and see it in Tokyo in Japanese. So I think that will be a very interesting experience.
Well, have a good trip.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Sure.
Tony Kushner, this is Fresh Air.